Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident, but doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Self-Evident. Today, I was alerted to different news stories that I feel really compelled to share with you today. I think it's very important for Christians, for conservatives to be aware of what is going on in this particular instance. And because of that, I just want to give you a warning that this episode is going to be talking about some pretty heavy material. We are going to be talking about the reality that illegal immigration has with child sex trafficking of minor girls. So again, this is a very heavy topic. I just wanted to give you forewarning on that. But before we dive into it, I want to tell you about an important event that is coming up on October 22nd from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Speaking of illegal immigration, the threat of open borders is very real for a number of reasons. That is why Illinois Family Institute is promoting the event, The Threat of Open Borders, featuring experts Rodney Scott, Sarah Carter, and Victor Avila, where they will discuss the threat of open borders in our communities. This is a very important event that you do not want to miss. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to find out more. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. All right, let's just dive right into this topic. The Daily Signal published a recent article that details the reality of illegal immigration and its link to human trafficking of minors, specifically migrant children. Now, you are going to want to pay attention to why I emphasized migrant children a little later. From the article, quote, "An activist who fights sex trafficking argues that the trafficking of migrant girls has exploded since the beginning of the Biden-Harris administration, according to the Free Press. A woman who identifies herself as Lisa and runs a nonprofit dedicated to dismantling sex trafficking rings said that the number of girls being trafficked has drastically changed in the past few years as open border policies have made it easier for criminals to operate in the United States." Now, right at the outset, progressives want us to think that the most loving position that we can take when it comes to illegal immigration is to allow these people in, to allow for open border policies, quote unquote, no human is illegal. And we are supposed to think that this is actually the most loving option, that the best thing that we can do for our communities is allow the unmitigated, unvetted allowance of illegal immigrants into our communities. And what this report is saying is that that is actually the most unloving thing that you can do. It is the most cruel thing that you can do to allow the unvetted access of illegal immigrants into this country, into our communities. The Biden-Harris administration's open border policies are horrible. They are detrimental to the health and well-being of a society. Borders are good. God in the Old Testament commanded Israel to defend its borders. Borders are what differentiate countries. Countries are good. It's what differentiates governments. And government is good. Government was instituted by God from the very beginning in Genesis. And so for progressives and left-leaning ideologues to try to tell you that actually the most loving thing you can do is to blur the lines on the borders, to blur the lines on the country, to not have to vet these people on who's coming in, what they're doing, where they're going, who's with them, is the most unloving, cruel thing that you can do. You, Christian, if you are voting for these policies, for the people that promote these policies, I just have to say very plainly that you need to repent over that, because our call as Christians is to truly love our neighbor. Ali Beth Stuckey put it wonderfully, that I can either love my neighbor or I can allow for the unmitigated, unvetted allowance of illegal immigrants into this country, but I cannot do both. How am I supposed to seek the welfare of the city that God has placed me in, according to Jeremiah 29, when the city has no borders, when the city has no clarity, when the citizens are not treated as citizens? How am I supposed to seek the welfare of my city that God has placed me in, according to Jeremiah 29, if the government does not recognize the benefits of citizenship? If the government does not protect its citizens? Loving our neighbor as American citizens means actually loving our neighbor. It means protecting our communities. It means protecting children, especially. And so having this report come out that under the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies, more and more minor migrant girls are being sex trafficked, this should cause you to stop in your tracks immediately. In addition to this, why I emphasize migrant children earlier is because we have 323,000 unaccompanied migrant minors that the government has no idea where they are. The Biden-Harris administration has no way of being able to track these kids. And you know why? It's because these immigrants at the border are not being given proper classifications. Now, you might be wondering why we have 323,000 unaccompanied migrant minors. And the reason why, quite frankly, is the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies. We have no way of vetting whether or not these kids coming in with these adults are actually their parents or actually related to them. There's no way of finding out that information. And so the vetting process actually is very easy. We have a ton of criminals flooding into our society at the moment. Illinois Family Action on their Spotlight podcast recently had Thomas Hampson on to address this. Thomas Hampson is the contributing writer for IFI, serving as an intelligence analyst. He is a United States Air Force veteran and a former chief investigator for the Illinois Legislative Investigating Commission. He also served on the Chicago Crime Commission as a board member and is the founder of the Truth Alliance Foundation, which is dedicated to the protection of children. And this is what he said about these unaccompanied minors, quote, 32,000 of them that got notices to appear in court didn't show up and they don't know where they are. But there's another 291,000 of these unaccompanied minors that they tried to serve with notices to appear that they can't find. So that brings the total to 323,000. It's a serious problem because it's very possible that a number of these children are being used for illegal sex or labor exploitation. What these other reports are finding is exactly what is happening. The Washington Stand also reported on this, quote, "A new report is sounding the alarm on the dramatic increase in child sex trafficking facilitated by the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies. According to the Free Press, child sex traffickers advertise sex with children on a number of websites and apps, including Facebook, TikTok, and OnlyFans, using photos of scantily clad women or girls whose faces are not in the photo so that their ages are unclear. Since Biden took office in 2021, the Free Press reports ads for child sex have increased and over 90% advertise sex with migrant children. Each week, we track over 12,000 ads for women in Houston, 2,600 in San Antonio, 3,500 in Austin, and 14,000 in Dallas," a source told the Free Press. She continued, "Nearly all of my sex trafficking rings are now migrant girls. The ads exploded within the first 3 months of the border being open. We started noticing new sites and ads in Spanish that was very few before. Then sites dedicated to Latino girls popped up everywhere." The source, who tracks child sex traffickers and reports them to law enforcement, added, "If I wanted to, I could order a girl within 15 minutes. It's that easy." Now, I have a lot of thoughts that I want to get through in the second half on what I just read. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about one more event that is coming up. Our generation is chronically online, whether that be social media, dating apps, or the internet in general. So that is why we would love you to join Illinois Family Institute and Self Evident as we partner with Socialites, a network of Christians whose mission is to establish friendships without the curation and chaos of social media for an evening not soon to be forgotten. A night of real connection will occur on Saturday, November 9th. People between the age ranges of 18 through 30 are invited to step out into the glitz and glam of the 1920s. So dress accordingly, featuring live music by the Molly Rose Jazz Band, dancing, food, awards, and an exhortation by Pastor James Stafford, and fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So come on out, and we hope that you will enjoy yourself. We hope to see you at this really exciting event. Registration actually ends October 26th, so you do not want to miss out. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to find out more and register. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. Okay, I don't want to belabor these points too much simply because this information is very sensitive, and I don't want to go into so many details that these children are more and more victimized by the media. I truly believe that even though this information is really important to be known, there's a certain level of decorum I believe that needs to be followed. So, really quickly, I just want to actually give a biblical response to what is happening. And I kind of referenced this earlier with Jeremiah 29 and our call as Christians to seek the welfare of the city, the nation that we have been placed in. Is it seeking the welfare of the city we've been placed in if we allow for policies that encourage child sex trafficking? Is that the most loving thing that Christians can do? And progressives will want to tell you that yes, open border policies are the most loving thing that we can do. It's how we love our neighbor. Well, how do we love these children? How do we stop trafficking that uses these open border policies, that actually thrive on open border policies that allow for criminals to operate undetected in the United States? We just talked about how there are 323,000 unaccompanied minors because of the open border policies, because of the easy vetting process that the Biden-Harris administration has put in place, which allows these minors to be unaccounted for, which allows criminals to use them. And so, my call for you as a Christian, if you are watching this, if you are listening to this, you have to oppose policies like this. If you truly claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you cannot vote for someone who supports these border policies and say that you are a true believer. God hates abuse. He hates the abuse of children. God hates what is happening in this country when it comes to child sex trafficking. It is your duty, it is your responsibility as a Christian to oppose these policies. And yes, that means not voting for Kamala Harris in the November election. Yes, that means voting for Donald Trump in the November election. And I've heard a lot of different Christians say that, oh, they are not going to vote for Donald Trump because they don't like his personality. That Kamala Harris is more kind. She's not as weird as Trump and Vance. I can't think of a more mean person that would support a border policy that allows for over, quote, 90% of advertisements for child sex trafficking to include migrant children. Over 90%. And that's just in the last 3 years since Biden took office. If you think that under Kamala Harris, child sex trafficking is going to get better, you are not paying attention because she supports the same policies that Biden supports and has supported. So, again, I want to re-emphasize to you, Christian, you have a moral responsibility to vote against these policies this election. If there is no other issue this election that causes you to vote against the Democrat side of illegal immigration, you have to make this your option. You have to make this your reason. And you have to set aside personality. It's not about who is the most likable. You have to look at policy. And the reality is that Donald Trump's policies on border and illegal immigration is going to protect children. It's going to put a bigger stop to child sex trafficking in this country. And I'll say this again, you as a Christian have a moral, civic, and biblical responsibility to vote against these border policies that the Biden-Harris administration is upholding. You have a moral, civic, and biblical responsibility to vote for the candidate that is best going to protect these children, that is best going to put a stop to child sex trafficking in this country, that is best going to help us love our neighbor, that is best going to help us to seek the welfare of the communities that God has placed us in. And again, it doesn't matter whether you like the candidate or not. That shouldn't matter. You should be more mature than that. And again, it shouldn't matter whether or not you like the candidate. It's unfortunate that personality and the feelings that we have about different candidates have so much sway in elections. It's very unfortunate that that is true. And yet, please put your feelings aside, put your thoughts on their personalities aside, look at their policies. Which policies are going to best protect children? Which policies are going to best allow you to love your neighbor? Which policies are going to best allow you to seek the welfare of the city, of the state, of the nation, of the community that God has placed you in? All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. I really wanted this episode to simply be reporting on the issue and just giving a few quick thoughts on what I believe our Christian responsibility is in this election. So I hope this was encouraging and enlightening for you. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.